With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says the U.S. military has carried out successful airstrikes against three Iranian nuclear facilities. In Washington tonight, White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
In a Saturday night address to the nation, the president announced that American bombers carried out a mission to stop Iran from developing nuclear weapons.
I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success. Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated.
He said the U.S. carried out attacks against the Fordo, Isfahan, and Natanz nuclear sites. Joined by the vice president and secretaries of defense and state, Donald Trump warned that Iran will face more military strikes unless it makes peace. Greg Clugston, Washington.
B-2 bombers were deployed to Guam earlier today in a major show of force by the president. The massive aircraft from Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri and tankers lining up with the B-2s in two groups of four over Wichita, Kansas. The deployment representing a broader repositioning of U.S. military assets toward Europe and the Middle East. Israel's military has struck an Iranian nuclear research facility, killing three senior Iranian commanders in targeted attacks earlier today. And Israel says it's preparing for the possibility of a lengthy war. Vice President J.D. Vance in Southern California today saying they're mixed news regarding the protests in the city there.
The good news is the rioting has gotten a lot better. But the bad news is, as I heard from everybody, unfortunately, the soldiers and Marines are still very much a necessary part of what's going on here because they're worried that it's going to flare back up.
A British flag luxury super yacht that sank off Sicily last year has been lifted out of the water as recovery teams completed the operation to bring it ashore. Seven people on board that vessel died in that incident. I'm Ron Taylor. You'll find more of these stories and breaking news at srnnews.com. It was a victory for religious freedom in Pennsylvania. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
A U.S. district judge has ruled that the public schools must allow private religious schools to participate in extracurricular activities, including sports. Special counsel Thomas Breath of the Thomas More Society says, quote, Pennsylvania school districts cannot discriminate against students and exclude them from activities simply because they choose to attend a religious-based school. Religious discrimination has no place in our society. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Seven families have filed a lawsuit challenging Arkansas's requirement that public school classrooms display the Ten Commandments. The legislation was signed in April by Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. It mirrors a similar statute enacted in Louisiana and another in Texas. The lawsuit argues that the requirement to post the commandments violates the family's First Amendment rights by endorsing a religious viewpoint. The suit was filed by the ACLU. This is SRN News. British lawmakers have backed a bill to allow terminally ill adults in England and Wales to choose to end their lives in a historic vote in Parliament that takes a step further and nearer to becoming a law. BBC correspondent Rob Watson files this report from London.
In Britain, the proposed law would be on the more restrictive side of the international spectrum, allowing only those with a terminal diagnosis of 6 months or less to choose having helped to die. Despite that narrow definition and tough safeguards, those MPs who'd voted against this major change in social policy argued the new law might still result in some people feeling pressure to end their lives for fear of being a burden.
Aflac has identified suspicious activity on its network in the U.S. that may impact Social Security numbers and other personal information, calling it part of a cybercrime campaign against the insurance industry. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.